Welcome to the Tim and James Podcast Network.
Okay, Jimmy, come on. It's time for bed.
I'm coming.
Hey there, bud.
It's a long hallway.
Okay, I don't like how tired you are already, buddy. When you wake up in the morning, we're going to work on that, okay? We're going to go to the gym.
I'm sleepy.
You got your pajamas on. Good. Go ahead and get into bed there, bud. I'll tuck you in.
Okay.
There we go. That's a man. Daddy's big little boy. Just put the covers on you.
Oh, nice and warm.
Well, yeah, it is summer.
Yeah.
I tell you what. You know
what?
It's
too hot now.
No, you're fine. You'll just leave it. I'll tell you what. Okay. Since we're gonna get to work tomorrow at the gym, you need to lose some weight. How about Daddy reads you a bedtime story tonight?
Oh yay! I love Daddy's bedtime stories. Always good.
What kind of story do you want tonight? Do you want, like, a fairy tale? Do you want, like, a superhero?
I want something scary. That way I have something to motivate to run. So I run away.
Scary? Oh, to run away from. I got it. All right. I think Daddy's got a little something. Tell you what. Just happen to have my little pocket storybook that I had when I was a kid. And I'm going to read one that my mother used to read to me. It was one of my favorites.
Oh, good, because Daddy real skinny, so that work.
Yeah, Daddy is now. Daddy work hard.
Daddy work very hard. I love you, Daddy.
Okay. I tolerate you, son. You ruined my freedom. All right.
Daddy?
This story is called I Hate It When My Brother Charlie Has to Go Away.
I don't have a brother, so I don't relate.
Yeah, if I have it my way, you never will, buddy. All right.
Yay. I love just Daddy. I love just me and Daddy.
Okay. Close your eyes. Here we go.
Okay.
I hate it when my brother Charlie has to go away. My parents constantly try to explain to me how sick he is. That I am lucky for having a brain where all the chemicals flow properly to their destinations like undammed rivers. When I complain about how bored I am without a little brother to play with, they try to make me feel bad by pointing out that his boredom likely far surpasses mine, considering his confined to a dark room in an institution. I always beg for them to give him one last chance. Of course, they did at first. Charlie has been back home several times, each shorter in duration than the last. Every time, without fail, it all starts again. The neighborhood cats with gouged-out eyes showing up in his toy chest. My dad's razors found dropped on the baby slide in the park across the street. Mom's vitamins replaced by bits of dishwasher tablets. My parents are hesitant now, using last chances sparingly. They say his disorder makes him charming, makes it easy for him to fake normalcy. And to trick the doctors who care for him into thinking he is ready for rehabilitation. That I will just have to put up with my boredom, if it means staying safe from him. I hate it when Charlie has to go away. It makes me have to pretend to be good until he is back. Can you sleep over there, buddy? That's right. That's Daddy's big, fat, little boy. Good night, son. Yeah.
This has been the Tim and James Podcast Network.
Fuck yeah!